had to be you.
We are just perfectly matched, and we love each other.
It had to be you.
I didn't expect to find love again and a companion and somebody to live my life with. And she's a wonderful woman.
Finally found the somebody who...
Well, this love story starts at the hairdresser, where Loretta Kaminsky, a widow in her early 80s, was talking with her new hairstylist.
Gina, who was cutting my hair, said, how long has your husband been gone? I said, 2.5 years. And she said, are you dating? I went, no.
Gina, the new hairdresser and now a matchmaker of sorts, continued with her inquiry and asked if Loretta knew of widower Bob Chick. While sitting in the chair, this is what her hairdresser told Loretta.
I just think you would be a perfect match. Can I have him call you to go? And I went, I don't know. And she said, it's just dinner.
Loretta's response, pretty common, says Daniel Eady, bereavement manager and grief counselor at Hospice Buffalo.
I think guilt is a very common emotion that we see. A lot of times people may feel guilty for being happy. They may feel guilt for moving forward with their life in certain aspects, and that can be very challenging.
Reluctantly, Loretta, who was married to her husband for more than half a century, gave her phone number to the hairdresser, who later texted Bob Chick.
I got a text from our hairdresser saying, would I like to go out with Loretta Kaminsky?
My last date had been 1957 when I met my husband. So he did. He called later that day. I said, okay. And he said, should I pick you up or do you want to drive yourself? I went, no, I'll drive myself, thinking I can get a fast getaway if I'm not happy, right?
And what came next? A date.
I called my daughter and said, is there an app for dating? How do you date?
Kaminsky says she pulled up to the restaurant and sat in the car about 10 minutes before she got out of the car.
He walked up and gave me a kiss on the cheek, and I thought, what is this?
Might never be cross or try to be boss, but they wouldn't do.
After the shock of that kiss, they sat down and easily talked about their spouses. Later in the week, Bob appeared at her popular Zumba Gold class at the Independent Health Family Branch YMCA in Amherst.
When I walked into the Y, he was standing there. And I walked up and we said hi. And he said, would you like to go to the movies Saturday night? And that's how it started.
Yeah, I think she's beautiful. And she laughs. I love laughter.
I never expected to love another man. I never expected to have what we have together. You know, we laugh constantly.
She's a dynamic woman. When she walks down the hall, I have to trot to keep up with her.
Not all of the adult children are on the same page in acceptance of their relationship. There are good days and bad days, they say. Bob has 3 children, and so does Loretta. But Loretta's daughter, Ellen, says she sees the love.
It was made much easier when there's a person like Bob. Putting aside the emotional aspects of my acceptance, it wasn't really about me.
We still loved our spouses. I mean, I was with mine for 51 years. She was with hers for 57 years. And all of a sudden, it ends.
I'm going to be 82, he's going to be 78, and we are cherishing every single day that we have together.
8 billion people or so in the world, and there has to be more than one person to be compatible with you. And we were fortunate to find it right here in Buffalo.
It had to be you.
Reporting for the WBFO's Seniors News Desk, I'm Sandy White.